Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Found Heart. This morning's episode is entitled, A Real Marriage Takes Work. Those of us who have been married for a long time, such as I, understand this, and it is important to understand what marriage is. What it involves in marriage. It is one of the richest relationships, if not the richest relationship, that God has given to mankind. However, the greatest relationship that one can have is the relationship that one has with God through Christ Jesus. And so, I want to address those who are believers, who are married and maybe thinking about getting married. It is important to understand that when two individuals decide to get married, now understand, this will be the emotional decision. Carries great responsibility. The people or persons who are sexually attracted to one another and say, well, we love because we want to get married. I can work with a couple like this when they are believers. And because I want to teach them the very detailed and precise information that the Bible has about marriage. And the Bible teaches, I know a book that I said information, but the Bible teaches truth. Truth. And this approach that is the approach of God is very different from that of our culture. The culture provides us information about marriage. In fact, our culture has a very strong about what marriage is. The Bible has one viewpoint that the Bible talks about what marriage is. It's involved. Our schools do not teach anything about marriage, most important relationships that people have. Our schools teach nothing about marriage. In fact, the culture seeks to denigrate marriage. Without understanding the ontological reality of marriage, the beingness of marriage and what is involved in marriage. Marriage requires wisdom. God's wisdom. Marriage requires God's truth. That's marriage. And with the word of God, I have worked Now, believers may say occasionally, but because of the fact that it must happen again, and they have the divine nature, as James speaks about, and we also have the mind of Christ that Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians. We also have the common God that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. We also must understand the flesh that Paul talks about in the book of Romans. The 1 Corinthians 6 talks about the characterological traits of love. And let me say that God will provide character that we must have if we are to have his agape love evident in our lives. Marriage is not and cannot be for self-absorbed personality. Marriage is not for self-absorbed. Now, there are persons who get married so that they can say, I was married and I got married and I had a great wedding. And unfortunately, sometimes a great wedding for certain people, the best part of marriage, and she goes down. Other individuals get married and they bring such sort of baggage. They can't make sense of themselves, a brick staff. Doesn't mean that the marriage cannot be a good marriage. It means that the marriage is broken down, that the marriage should be out. There are persons who get married who have big problems, and they seek to work out their problems. Persons can become involved in domestic violence, and which is very important. So, to argue, the couple attempts to unpack their baggage of each other, to dump on each other, which is not helpful. And it's becomes additionally personal, fortunately, as a child, this core behavior of parents, this behavior. There's therapists who deal with their pathology and help kids that are in trouble. What I want to say to you this morning is that our God is God's love. And as such, He wants us to have a profound knowledge of love. And so in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul unpacks love. Lord, the divine definition of love, what love is, the character trait of love. In order to have a real marriage, you must have characters that understand love. And I say again that we are taught nothing in our society. of the tongues or languages. Of men and of angels have not love, I am become the sounding brass for teaching. Simple. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, mysterious, and all, though I have all faith, so that I can move unto, I have not love, I am nothing. And the Greek idea here means that I'm an absolute zero. Though I bestow all my best, though I give my body to be burned, I have not love, it profits me nothing. What you see contextually falls on the standard of love. What? He goes on. And it calls sure understanding of the faith, calls that real represents character. He is our boss. He is our two boss. He is the bowl. Verse 4. Love, suffering, long, and the word kind here means so macrophobia is a word here in Greek. It means to wait patience towards a person. Be patient to wait. Not to be impatient, but to be patient. Although it does not seek to harm the person or the character of the person. And then, as a semicolon, after Paul writes above, such a life and kind. He writes above, it is not. That is, it does not desire to injure the good. Love does not desire to injure hurt the good. This is so important. Above does not injure. Love does not injure. Love does not injure. And when that desire is there to get you to return, then it's help. By the trade movement, by helping to see what's going on and why. So that we can get 10 people kind of a healthy marathon. And that is a great step. It's a wonderful step. Step. Now, as I go on in my following shows to teach about marriage, I want to be very careful